Hello, this is KJT Broadcast coming to you with the question, what do stories about the future say about the present? Okay, Tiffany.
Thank you, Janaya. My story is the beginning of the end of the world. The stories about the future says about the present is in the future is going to be different. And in the present time, maybe the stories about the future can help people see when the end of the world is coming. And the stories can give people evidence of when it's coming. When we ran the water trying to drown them as if they were soldiers, that's a part of the story. In the future, I think everything is going to be better, because when they tried to drown the roaches, they didn't drown because they were strong. Okay, Keyshawn.
Thank you, Tiffany. Well, let me start with my thing. The thing is, the present and the future always have a way in sync. We have stuff in the future that the future doesn't, and the future has things that the present doesn't. In sort, it has sort of a yin-yang feel. In that way, we have something that always goes around. The nuclear torch always has that sort of feel. People don't want to move away from their homes because they don't want change. Change always feels more dangerous than even all that happens. More dangerous than war. Okay, Gina, begin yours.
Thank you, Keyshawn. The story of the powwow at the end of the world about the future say about the present, because the story is basically about a dam destroying their land. The dam was destroying their land when the white men built it, and it was destroying their land when it was destroyed by an Indian woman. The dam was also destroying the resources they needed to survive, and one of those resources are salmon. But at the end of the story, the Indians were celebrating even though their land was being destroyed. I think that when the Indian women knocked down the dam and started the flooding and the journey that the salmon went through, that was the present. When the salmon threw the lightning bolts and started a fire for the Indians to celebrate, I think that was the future. Oh, shoot. The future, or the beginning of a future. I think this has something to do with the question, because when the Indian woman did that, she did it in the present. She started the flood. If she didn't start that flood, the Indians wouldn't have their resources. In conclusion, these are the reasons and answer to the question in the book. Thanks for listening to our broadcast. We'll see you next time.